Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Joel Abava is here. Joel is a more than 10-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the franchise king. He is one of the world's experts on franchising. He's the author of the outstanding book, Become a Franchise Owner, and he's our good friend, Joel Abava. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me again.
Always a pleasure. You're always welcome here, Joel. Hey, Joel, when I look back over my career and I think about all the different things, the environments that I was in and working, and so many of the times the environment that I was working in caused me to make a change. For a long time, it was just to another job, but eventually it was to my own business. You've got a story like that too, don't you?
Same thing. You know, I worked for some very, very abusive, nasty people. And my last real job, which ended in the year 2000, I worked under an owner and a general manager that were both just not nice people. And I remember when I was fired, when I was downsized, canned, whatever, and I remember being really fearful. You know, I had this little kid, and thank goodness my wife, yeah, Grace, and thank goodness
the beautiful
my wife.
Grace. Worked.
Thank you. Yeah, my Grace. But I remember at the same time feeling really fearful, feeling like a sense of relief, because it was like, oh, it's over. Finally, you know, this dysfunction, this craziness, this feeling in the pit of my stomach every morning going into work was finally done. And I did not know what I was going to do, but I knew what I didn't want to do anymore, and that was working for nasty people, working for idiots that were making way too much money. And
what makes people? What have you ever? Isn't that one of the great mysteries? Why people think it's okay for them to be so hateful, so nasty, so disagreeable, so abusive? What makes people think that that's a norm?
I think that's what they're used to. I think they grew up with that same thing, and they don't know how to not do it.
They're to be people like that are to be pitied, aren't they?
They are, but they don't.
Because there's no way. There's no way that's a happy life.
No, it's not a happy life.
But it caused you to make a change,
yeah.
And it caused you to start your own business, didn't it?
Yeah, finally. And I didn't wake up one morning saying, okay, time to be an entrepreneur, time to start my own business. It was my late father, Jerry, who said, come on, man, why don't you join me? And I was like, what? No. You know, I'd have to throw a little money in, and no. And my wife was nervous, and I don't really want to join a franchise consulting firm. And but after a couple of months of pounding me, and then showing me what it was about, I said, wow, you're right, Dad. It is a fit for me. I like public speaking. Yeah. I'm outgoing. I like matching people.
You're handsome, and, you know.
Yeah, so, yeah. Well, I don't know about all that. But,
I had a similar situation. I didn't have any really bad bosses. There wasn't so much the bosses. It's just that I was downsized twice in 18 months in the 80s.
Wow.
Twice in 18 months. What? No fault of mine. If there were a fault, I would claim it. But they just the company just went in different directions. I won't go into all the details. But after the second time, I started looking at my resume, and I thought, wait a minute, I don't need any help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself. And I sat down and developed my little plan in about 5 minutes. Created a business card, and within an hour and a half, I was on the street with my new business card. And a year and a half later, Joel, and I've written an article about this, a year and a half later, I went back to both of the people who downsized me and thanked them.
That makes total sense. That makes total sense.
Best thing that ever happened to me. Because as you say, as you talk about in this article you've written, if they hadn't been, if it weren't for people or circumstances like that, you needed that to kick you in the backside, didn't you?
That's right. That's right. That was the motivation that I needed, even though I didn't know it at the time.
And that's there are a million stories out there like that, aren't there?
There's tons. There's books about it. Absolutely. Absolutely. That getting fired was the best thing that's happened to people.
Yeah. Yeah. But you don't think it is at the time. And like you, I had two mortgages and two teenagers.
Wow. Two mortgages. What, you have a vacation house?
No. It's called a first and a second.
Okay. I figured maybe it was some of Alabama money.
Of that. So, no, you heard of being undercapitalized? Well, that presumes you had some capital. You know, I had one nickel. I was looking for another one to rub together, right? But anyway.
You were looking for the cousin.
But the thing is that it's, you know, some people start out, I was desperate, you were desperate. We had family to feed, so we started our businesses. That's not a bad reason to do it, but it's not also not a great reason way to do it either, right? Because, I mean, desperate people do desperate things, and it doesn't always work out. So I don't necessarily recommend it to people. What do you think?
No, and I agree 100%. I've written articles and talked to people about, you know, don't buy a franchise. Don't become your own boss because you can't find a job.
Mm-hmm.
And don't do it because you were fired. Do it because you want to do it, because you want change. That's the most important
part. Right, right.
You want
right.
change.
Well, and you want to do you want to be, you know, I was talking about that earlier this week, Joel. Why people start a business. I believe it's okay to want to start a business to have self-determination. But if you want to start a business because you want to become rich, that's probably not a good motivation. Because you might and you might not. Because if you want to become, if you think you need to become rich, that's why you're doing it, you're missing the fact that you might be a very happy small business owner and not be rich, not never get rich.
That's right.
See, that's something because, people don't realize. You can be very happy and make a good living but not be rich as a small business. And there are many stories
out
there
because it's about freedom and control.
And self-determination. Yep.
That's right.
But you'll still have bosses. Don't forget that. They're called customers and employees, believe it or not.
Write a book about that.
TheFranchiseKing.com is the website for Joel. Quick break. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. See you with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.